called Allah Subhanahu wa Taala like by a party. So he was telling like Alak Niranjan that anyone comes to give me alms. Went to the door of Jatila Kutila and began to shout like this. Jatila came and wanted to give something to him like atta,
flour.
Or rice, dal, ghee, and all other things. Because it was so morning, and if in that time, if you are not giving anything to weather, then you will lose so much things.
Allah Krishna is going there.
So, Krishna was shouting, and he was telling that I will not stay more than 5 minutes. A cow should be.
No.
Only that time I will be. Otherwise, I will go, and then if anyone is not giving me, then he will have to lose so many things. Especially cows. It may be that the owner of house will die. The wife will be widow, woman will be widow, and so many things. Wealth will go away. So she was Hari, Jatila. She came with all, but Krishna refused. Why do you? I don't know whether you are weird or a what thing. Only I take with
married lady.
Then even to Radhika, and he told that you should come and you should give all. Because he is very shining a student. And having so many qualities, you should certainly come and give. Repetently he told, but he is free too. I don't want to see the mouth of any, appearance of any other. Then he requested Vishakha and Lalita that you should make agree that Srimati Radhika should be. He requested Srimati Radhika. Then she was ready. She took all these things there. And he was giving to Krishna, but having fell covered. Krishna told, I don't take diksha like this. I should see who are you are not.
Female,
what you are.
Married.
Then he was giving, having some bell upside. Krishna told, refused again. I want only that you are angry with me. I want your in my
bag.
Your wishes. For this I have come to you. Hearing this, Srimati Radhika smiled something and give all these things on the head of Krishna. And she returned. Have you anywhere written all these things? That he is controlled, he begging to be Supreme Personality of Godhead and begging to Radhika, sometimes Yashoda chastising him, and he is weeping so much. Have you written all these things? Krishna is telling, Napareham Niravatya Sanjuna Sasadu Krishna Vibhijadisa Ma Bhajana Durujara Vriha Singhala Sambhrishya Kadava Pratija Sasaduna. Krishna is telling himself, I cannot repay you. Your everything is so pure. Your meeting with me is so pure. Even Narad, Sankar, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami cannot touch your lotus feet dust. They cannot. I have to repay to mother, father, everyone, friends, but I cannot repay you. Why? If I will tell that you should tell any benediction you want, I will give you. He will tell that, please give your service. And if I am getting my service, again I am becoming
indebted
to you. he could not satisfy Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj even. He was wanted to give so much benediction, but he refused. I told here or in England, the dialogue between gopis and Krishna. I will tell in proper time. So, Krishna cannot repay them. So, Narada has not explained all this. Especially, you have to see that when Krishna went to Mathura, and from there he went to Vrindavan. Gopis were feeling so much separation and they became mad. But what was the condition of Krishna at that time? What was? Can you realize anything? Who was more feeling separation mood? Krishna or Gopis? How? Because Gopis have so many friends, likes and less. They can distribute their this separation to all. No? But Krishna has no friend like this. Even Uddhava is not qualified to hear all these things. He cannot share Krishna
in the mood.
Separation mood. So Krishna was so much upset at that time. If anyone is more feeling separation, he will send any message to anyone. Gopis has not sent any messenger to Krishna in Dwarka or Mathura. But Krishna has sent. Why? He wanted the mercy of Gopis. He was feeling more separation because there was no one to share Krishna,
console
Krishna. But Lalita and Vishakha always giving consolation to Radha. Why you are so worried? We are also here. Srimati Radhika is telling when it happened in that Leela. Gambhira Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dialoguing with Sab Damodar Nandras, thinking them Lalita and Vishakha. I am dying, Srimati Radhika is telling. And you are consoling me, pacifying me. When I become faint, it is remedy for me. But when I faint, you give water and you try to make me
incense.
Why you do so? I think you are enemy of me. Why you are? Let me be friend. So I will not feel so much separation. I will die. Who consoles to anyone? Who is going to pacify anyone? Who has less less
separation?
Like a woman is waiting for his son, he is dead. And he is bitterly crying for his son. Never comes and pacifies him. That don't be poor, don't be. And this is the nature of this world. But if his son is dead, then what he will do? So Lalita and Vishakha are helping Srimati Radhika. They have no separation mode like Radhika. So there is none in Mathura to satisfy Krishna, to pacify or help. That is why he sent Uddhava. Messenger came from Krishna to Gopis because Krishna needed more things. Gopis are telling that if Krishna forgets us, why we cannot forget Krishna? Tell Uddhava to Krishna that Gopis are already forgotten. He should be very happy with Jadav woman, wife of Jadav. He should specify one, and another will be anger, and he will go to another. Another will be angry. So less and less Jadav Rani is there, and he will whole day and night, whole his days he will specify. Try to remember us. Krishna sometimes remember us that gopis are not so sweet like you are, like Rukmini Satyabhama. Gopis are not beautiful. Sometimes he remembers us that, oh, gopis prepared so much, so good garland, they cannot do. In any way he, I am telling, so that they can rolling down on the earth. Have you all this explained anywhere? That is not, never, I have not. So you should write down. How can I write? Take the shelter of bhakti. Bhakti yoga manasi samnat panihite amale apashtat purusam purunamayam chajad apashtayam. It took the shelter of bhakti yoga. How many minutes?
45 minutes.
Then, what he saw? Apashtat purusam purna. Dwarkadhis is not purna. He is purna, but not purnatar, not purnatam. Dwarkadhis is purna. And?
Mathuresh
is purnatar. And Krishna is?
Vrajananandan purnatam.
Somewhere. You will see that Swamiji has told that he took birth in Mathura. Actually, but they and Dwarkin, they were the father and mother of Krishna. Nanda is what father?
Foster father.
Why he told? There are two groups. One group of
Mathura
and one group of
Vrindavan.
Braja. All the Brahmans, Vasudev Devaki, Akrur Uddhav, all the Yadavs are in the opinion that Krishna is the son of
Vasudev.
But Gopi, Nandava, Yasoda, any friend of Krishna, any creeper of Vrindavan, any mosquito of Vrindavan, even ants, they cannot believe that Krishna is son of Vasudeva. If you are in the party of Mathura, then you can believe that he is son of
Vasudeva.
And if you are in the side of Braja, then you will see that Krishna is the son of Then you should keep your hands here and decide yourself. You are Mathuravasi or Brajavasi? Uddhav is one side. Although most intelligent and very dear in Dwarka and Mathura to Krishna. No? And Gopis are here in Vrindavan. Two parties. One party is Gopi, and another party is Uddhav, Akrur and all others. They had this argument that Krishna is the son of Vasudeva. But you see that Uddhav is praying, Asamaho charanare yujushamaham syam Vrindavane kimap gul malatau sadhi. Jadu sajam sajanaya japatan chahitva bheje mukunda padaveng sutirvi. I want to be the dust of lotus flower of Gopi.
Lotus feet.
Dust of the lotus feet of Gopi. not all thus and not qualified to do. I want to pray only one
particle.
I want to be. Oh, she thought, and oh, I'm not qualified to be a dust. Even so, I'm praying for very far away that lotus dust of Gopi. So rare, so high. Without the mercy of Gopis, anyone can not realize that Krishna ocean of rush and what is he? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who are among Akrur and
Uddha
and other party Gopis? Who are reliable source? Who are Praman? Praman means?
Evidence.
Gopis are evidence or Uddhav is the evidence?
Authentic.
Who is authentic? Even Uddhav is accepting that truth. So we should be in Gopis. Faith. What Gopis are telling, is it true to full extent? More than Krishna says anything. If Krishna is established one thing and Gopis are establishing one truth, we don't follow Krishna. We follow
the Gopis.
So Gopis are telling that Krishna is son of
Yashoda
and Nanda. Sometimes they become angry and tell that
Nago
khalu gopika nandano yayam
Bikhanasasito
visvabhukshaye Bikhanasasito visvabhukshaye Sakhi udhiyavan saswatankule. Gopis are now upset and so much angry to Krishna, and they will be angry. Certainly you are not the son of Yashoda. If you were the son of Yashoda, you had not been so much
cruel
like this. Or certainly you are son of Kshatriya, Vasudeva and Devaki. That is why you are so cruel. So they are abusing Krishna. Actually they are not telling that. Nakhalu gopika nandano letter. Some are telling that, oh, you are certainly the son of Yashoda. But why you become so cruel? Why you become? So, now you are telling that you are not son of Yashoda, you are Kshatriya and like that. Sometimes Nanda Baba also in separation mood can tell like this. If he was my son, why he has left me and he has gone to
Mathura?
There was only son and father. Ram was son,
Dasarath
was his father. When Ram went to
jungle,
Dasarath Maharaj told Ram, Ram, Ra and left. Not monk and he left him. And night was like Dasarath. Why I am living? I am not qualified to be a son, father of Krishna. Krishna is so lovely, but I am not qualified. That is, he has blessed him. And he has elected or chosen another father. Because Vasudeva is more superior than me. But these are in separation, not in actual position. So you have you explained all these things? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That they are telling. I will have to realize all these thoughts. Never ask not. Never I realize. How can I realize? This apachyata purusham purna. He saw everything. He saw all these things in samadhi. And realized this fact. Jasya vai suyamanayam Krishne paramapuruse Bhakti upapadyate punta soka moha bhayataha. I did Srimad Bhagavatam from my samadhi. And one who will read this Bhagavatam with a special guru, very qualified, tattvajna, and being rasik and bhavuk, then anyone can understand this prem. Otherwise he cannot see the light. Because it is the book of postgraduate, not primary books. So he realized all these truths and compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam came in his samadhi stage. And what he saw, and he related all in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he became so wonderful. And his faith increased in Narad, that he has helped bring in all this. So in like ways, if any guru, the blessed of Krishna frame, gives any very little spark or a sprinkle of this thing, greed, then we should see that, so much faith will come to that being. So we should know all these things. Ekritam should be done after that. How Jaya Vijaya was fell down from Baikunta, and he has to take 3 but as a demon. Anyone can explain how? What is the mystery about this?
The 4 Kumaras had come to the doors of the gateway of Vaikuntha, and they were wanting to enter in, and Jayan Vijay, being the gatekeepers, had stopped them at that time.
You should hear presently. If anything question comes, later on we will speak.
And in this way, they had committed a Vaishnava parad. So Lord Narayan, he knew at this time that they had committed such an offense. So he came to that place and he attempted to save his servitors.
Yes.
But at that time, the 4 Kumaras had cursed them to take birth within the material world. But it was also the desire of the Lord to come into the material world and perform his pastimes, his leela.
Very good. Anyone can clear more? More?
Well, they had a rather unfortunate choice. They could take 3 births as demons, or they could take 7 births as devotees. Well, if they were in very small, childlike bodies, maybe 5 years old, and they were naked, this is the reason the guards at the gates of Vaikuntha, they would not take them seriously. They thought, well, what is this? You have no qualification to come in. This little children like this, not even properly dressed. And that's why they have to, curse him to go away. But they actually very highest quality learned scholars who are staying in this little boy-sized body because they're not wanting to be disturbed by the senses, not wanting to be disturbed coming into the years and the lots of that. Devotees, very nice. nice to be devotee, but better to get out of that place as fast as possible. So they said, all right, we'll take 3 births as a demon. But there is one secret why the Supreme Person should want to card trick, they say, stacking the deck to make it in such a way that they should make a decision to go as demons instead of as devotees, they should go as demons because this desire for having some fight, this is also within the Supreme Person, so he is wanting to carry out this lila of having some fight, but he cannot fight with any ordinary person, must be only with his devotee. So he is taking some trick so that he has to fight with his, he'll fight with his devotees. So he says, all right, we'll go as devotees. So he's coming then, so they're coming down in the 3 different births, one on Haranyakashipu and Haranyakshak, and isn't it in Krishna Lila? Coming with the
Danta Bakra.
Yeah, so this way he's fighting with his devotees very nicely.
Very unsatisfied with your question. But it's still, Iho Baji Age Kohar. What? Something.
That is external.
Very brief, not very detail.
One day God was thinking that I have tasted so many mellows, not beers. So he wants to taste beers. In Sita Devishwan Slok, Natasya Karyam Karananca Vidyate, Natat Samasya Bhadikasya Vidyate, none is equal to God, and what to say more than Him. So God is thinking that no one is equal to me, so whom I can fight, that I can test Vidyate? In Vaikuntha, no one is conditioned from there, everybody is liberated, his associates also liberated. Jai Vijay know the heart of his Prabhu, and they are thinking, oh, if I fight with my Prabhu, then it is like a drama. So if we will be quite opposite of my Prabhu, then we can fight with him, then he can test Vijay. Knowing the mood of Narayan, Yogamaya attracts 4 Kumar to Vaikuntha. Krishna Narayan desires, then Yogamaya want to fulfill his desire, so he attracts 4 Kumars. 4 Kumars came and want to enter Vaikuntha. But Jai Vijay don't allow to go enter. Oh, you don't know how to come Vaikuntha, you are quite naked, you know nothing, the courtesy of Vaikuntha. Then they say, oh, you are gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. There is no fear here, there is no Kuntha Dharma. Why you stop us here? So you are not be qualified to stay here. So you have to go material world. Then you can understand that what is the qualification to go in Vaikuntha. You have to do so many performances, then you can come again. Just in the meantime, God Narayan came and told, oh, this fault of my servant is my fault, please excuse me. And he took out his Yogamaya. Then 4 Kumars came to know that, oh, we have done mistake. Then people, no, you have done mistake, this is my fault, this is my servant's fault, this is my fault. So God wants to test Vidra, so it happened like this. And Srila Vishwanathan Thakur is explaining about this, giving his vision about this point, that Jai Vijay never fell down from Vaikuntha. They being in shape of Jai Vijay, they are in Vaikuntha, and they came in shape of 3 gods, Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha, and Ravan Kumbhakarna, and Shishupal Dantavakra. Srila Chakra Thakur told his friend beginning with Chesta of Srila Bhagavan did not fall down from Vaikuntha like it. That he came from Karma Sai Vishnu and they are testing material world, not same thing. So this desire of God, so they came in this world to fulfill Prabhu's desire, not there for their self and gratification. Hare Krishna. Because none can fall down from Vaikuntha.
Once Narad came in the courtyard of Yashoda Devi. Krishna was rolling down on the earth and weeping. And he was shouting that, "Mother, mother, mother, I want to go in your lap." But Yashoda was doing that. "Oh, naughty boy, I will not take you in my lap." Narad saw and he's telling that, "Oh, how this wonder, the supreme personality of Godhead